Freaker.com podcast in our running episode of Real Talk with Minister Rodney. Today's topic is called, Is Your Faith Misplaced? Now, I know in life, we've all experienced this, where we've misplaced something, or we put our keys somewhere, or we, you know, there's a document that we can't find. We know we haven't lost it, but we just misplaced it. Well, it happens also in our faith, except it's a little more dire because our faith is more precious than gold. Now, faith is the spiritual currency that we hope to purchase the crown of righteousness and go through the pearly gates and live forever with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Father God in heaven. Is your faith misplaced? I pray that this message, this spiritually inclined message that God is using me to deliver to you, be received with tender hearts. I pray that your soul thirsts for the pure water that God is sending to his children. I pray that with one heart, one mind, and one body, we continue to grow more and more in our salvation as we seek out our faith through Christ Jesus, the only way. It is a fact that most people claim to be Christians are really more religious than they are Christians. What I mean is that most people measure their Christianity by their commitment level to religion or to a building called a church or to their attendance in such places. Those that are most involved and active in their quote-unquote church buildings and so forth consider themselves to be more faithful than those who do not attend as much. The truth is that those that are more engaged and committed and involved in attendance to a building are indeed more faithful to a building, not necessarily more faithful to God, not necessarily more holy or righteous than anybody else. This faith that they have to institutions and buildings and men does not make them more favorable to God or holier in his eyes. Scripture states that the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we live by faith, not by sight. We live by faith, not by sight. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So the common thread here about faith is it is not a tangible thing. Now, faith is tangible because faith moves mountains. I understand that. But people who put their faith in a building, people who put their faith in another man who is but flesh and bone, people who put their faith in traditions and religious acts and rituals that have been passed on by their forefathers, that is putting their faith in that which is dying. That pastor, priest, preacher, pope, priest that so many put their faith in is fading himself. The word of God endures and lasts forever. But we misplace our faith when we put it in man, when we put it in tradition, when we put it in a building. Our faith is truly misplaced. It's not lost. For we know where we put it. We put it there. We need to take responsibility and accountability for the things that we do, for jeopardizing our souls. Regardless if it's because of family tradition that's been passed on, or if it's just a matter of peer pressure, because you got to be in a church, right? Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So who hopes for what he already has? Why we put our hopes in a building that already exists, that we already have access to? Why we put our hope in a man? need to look deeper into these things. We need to stop allowing ourselves to be tossed and blown with every wind and doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 5 says, "You, my son, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather he tries to please his commanding officer. Anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. Competing according to the rules. If you compete according to man's rules, then you receive man's reward. Man cannot give you eternal life. He can give you company, friendship, fellowship in flesh while we're here. But when it's over, it's over. He cannot save himself, nonetheless save you. We can only be saved through Christ in the Word of God, in the help of the Holy Spirit. We cannot get caught up in worldly affairs. God is our commanding officer, and we need to obey Him and not get entangled in the politics of this world. Many of us claim to be religious and claim Christianity, yet we're involved in all the things that the world is involved in, from their holidays to their politics. Scripture says you cannot serve two gods, but you'll hate one and love the other. Our goal is salvation. Our goal is not friendship in this world. Our goal is not to get along. Although, as much as possible, as much as we can affect it, we should seek peace. But understand, as Jesus said, they hated him without reason. They're going to hate you without reason if you are obedient to God's word. If they don't hate you, it's not that you're doing something right in God's eyes, is that you're not doing something right according to the scripture, according to the gospel. If you're getting along with the world, there's no way that you're serving God correctly. And we are servants. Faith is trust. And we are servants, trustworthy servants, who handle the responsibility of the gospel, the responsibility to urge man to repent, the ministry of reconciliation. We are servants. How are you serving God? Do you really think it's a service to God that you show up at a building on Saturday, Sunday, or Wednesday, or whatever day you call holy, whatever day the doors are open, because you are there, because you have good attendance in man's eyes, in man's record? Is that serving God? Or you serving a building and a man in a building who can't save himself, nonetheless save you? In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 32, it says, "All the believers were one in heart and in mind. No one claimed that they had any possessions of their own, but they shared everything they had." That's church. See, they were one in heart and mind. They were bonded by the Holy Spirit. All that they had was accessible for everybody. Those who reap much didn't have too much, and those who reap little didn't have too little. But the body was cared for equally. I challenge you to do this. Next time that you are in quote-unquote church, go ask your pastor if you could use his Jag or his BMW for the weekend. Or better yet, ask him, can you take your family on a little vacation to one of his summer houses? Or better yet, Ask him to pay off your mortgage so that you don't have to work, so that you can be like him. And let me know how that works out for you. All the believers are one. And the reason that they're all one is because the shepherd, the pastor, the preacher, or whoever it is, the overseer, cared for the body and made sure that there was equality, so there's no envy and strife, jealousy. It's his responsibility to maintain order in God's house. He's to care for the sheep equally. I've never had a sheep as a pet myself, but I can't imagine that I could only feed a sheep on Saturday or Sunday or once a week and expect it to grow and be happy and to be well cared for by just feeding it once a week. Well, that's what you're subjecting yourself to as sheep, as followers of this man, as members of this building. You go there and get a word once a week. Well, the word of God is food to the spiritual person, and our souls yearn that food. You can't just feed your soul once a week, or maybe twice a week if you slip in a daily devotional. Your soul will starve and be overtaken by the flesh that rages against it. All day long, flesh and soul battle, spirit and flesh. Well, whichever one we feed is the one that is the biggest and the strongest and that controls us. So if you're feeding your soul but once a week, maybe twice, but you feed your flesh every 3-4 hours, then it's simple. You control the outcome. Because what you feed most is what is going to be strongest and biggest in your life. So we can't go to Pastor or Minister Rodney or anybody and expect to be well fed and kept. Our job is to lead men to God, to urge men to God, to guide the sheep to Christ. The only way. But if your faith is in a building, if your faith is in a man, then your faith is misplaced, in danger of being lost. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." All things have become new. Your faith is in a building. Your faith is misplaced in a building or in a man or in tradition and religion or rituals. Has that faith changed anything in your life? Do you find yourself going around the same mountains in your life? Do you find yourself stuck in the same strongholds, walls of oppression, passed on from generation to generation? Where are the victories? Where's the testimony? Is it serving God, being in a building, hours upon hours? Is that really worship and service? How are we helping the ministry? How are we urging man to repent if we're stuck in a building amongst others who are seeking the same as you? Where is the fellowship? When you're struggling with your bills or family issues and so forth, is that fellowship benefiting you? Is that faith paying dividends in your life? Your faith is not misplaced. You put it there. You know where it is. How's that working for you? Revelation 21:4 says, God will wipe every tear from your eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. The old is gone. Behold, all things have become new. God is waiting. Revelation 21:5 says, He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. There's a brand new opportunity for you. If what you're doing, if your faith is not paying dividends for you, then your faith is in the wrong place. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be given to you. Your health, your finances, your relationships, everything. But we have to put our faith in the right place. We have to come before the throne of grace and mercy and give God our lives. We can't do it without Him. We can't do it through religion. We can't find God in the building. The Spirit is much too big and powerful to be put in a box. God is calling for you. He's waiting for you. Imagine, God is waiting for you. He has a call for you. He has a purpose for you. He will mend your broken heart. But we have to be willing to give up some things, change some ways, be circumcised. Who is it that gains the whole world and loses his soul? Is it you? Don't wait too long, because grace is a wonderful opportunity. But yet it's not forever. And we don't know when that opportunity will end. In a flash, in an instant, it could be over. And if it ended today, are you ready? Is your faith gonna hold up? Pass the test? If indeed we agree that Christ is the standard of our faith and that none of us is perfect, then how does it make sense for us to spend countless time and hours being faithful to buildings, being faithful to men? Jesus did not come down from heaven to die on a cross to lead us to a building, to lead us to men. He came to lead us to God, for He is the only way. He came that we might be saved by grace and follow Him to the place that is the goal of our faith, heaven. I pray that this message lands on fertile soil, and that it takes root, and that a river of righteousness be opened to you, that God rain down His glory into your lives, that you seek Him with diligence, that together we fan the flames of our faith and grow into our anointing and our call in Jesus Christ. Again, we are the Way Christian Discipleship. I'm Minister Rodney. I urge you to check out our website, thewaychristiandiscipleship.org. Give us a call on our 24-hour help and prayer line, 774-213-1350. Drop us a line, thewaycd@gmail.com. And as always, I pray that the Holy Spirit be given to all that seek God in a high level of service in Christ. Amen. Amen. Peace be yours. We're out.